I am here in Wapiti, North Dakota, visiting with Craig Zimfrick, who is the North Dakota State College of Science Agriculture Program Chairman. And Craig, obviously a big day for the College of Science here, the dedication of your Ag Land Lab, as well as you do have some students back here. Tell us a little bit more about the crops you do have in the ground. They actually get to deal with looking at alkalinity in the soil, salinity, those sort of things, correct?
Yeah, there's a lot of variability out in this piece of land, which is great for teaching. We've got a wheat field right now, probably with the majority of our issues on it. Later on this year, we'll do some cover crop right next to conventional, so our students can see how that develops over time and that management in terms of cost and benefits and looking side by side what it does for the soil health. We've also got a corn plot where RDO has done some work with their speed trials and their downforce trials so that our students can see the importance of placement of seed exactly where it needs to be in the soil for best production. And students are going to be able to analyze what the differences are there. And then we've got Peterson Farms with a replicated trial down the way for corn and soybeans.
Come fall, these students will be gathered again, and we're getting closer to harvest of this crop, correct?
Yeah, we'll be hopefully yielding a good crop later on this year, and then the department will get some proceeds from this that we're going to invest in scholarships, equipment, and things that will benefit our students year-round and allow us to maintain the highest technology possible within our department and provide opportunities for our students.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from the North Dakota State College of Science in Wapiti, North Dakota, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.